It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone.
The WBZ Soundbites of the Week.
Touch my junk, I'm going to have
you arrested. I become Iona.
The Bruins are 2011 Stanley Cup champions.
An operation that killed Osama bin Laden.
Commerce, education, and the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
Mr. Kane instead decided to provide her with his idea of a stimulus package.
And as far as these accusations causing me to back off, ain't gonna happen.
You need five.
Oh, five, okay. So commerce, education, and the...
We, the jury in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Conrad Robert Murray, guilty of the crime of involuntary manslaughter.
EPA, there you go. No, again.
Bigfoot showed up at the entrance of the New Hampshire Supreme Court today, but court officers wouldn't let Jonathan Doyle enter dressed like that. Jonathan's the keen New Hampshire performance artist who dressed as Bigfoot, wants to make a little film on Mount Monadnock. But the state says John needs a permit to do that.
If they were going up to have their wedding
pictures taken. They want to have their wedding pictures taken. Does that require a permit? How do they say Bigfoot has to have a permit, but the wedding people do not?
What if Bigfoot were getting married?
We have 17 grandkids. From 16 to 3, and we pray for them every night.
Joe Paterno is no longer the head football coach, effective immediately.
Many of these students have been chanting, "We want Joe, we want Joe." They were visibly upset at the ouster of Joe Paterno as head football coach, and they instantly poured into the streets of downtown State College. The police are here in riot gear.
We're out here tonight. Joe Pa alerted his supervisors, who one of those supervisors was the chief of all campus police. Joe Pa notified who he needed to notify, and he got randomly fired over the phone after all he's done for
this
campus.
They are looking into allegations of possible sexual abuse by Sandusky during the 1999 Alamo Bowl. There were multiple incidents of alleged sexual assault by Sandusky.